Tres días de música. Una transmisión. Con Boy y Chilango Radio desde el Corona Capital 2025. Continuamos.
Solo quiero contar que acaba de pasar una cosa muy loca.
Ajá.
Relacionada con la vida de este joven hermoso que tengo frente a mí.
Ok.
Felipe Morales, alias La Perra de Cadena.
Sí.
Siendo un muchacho emo en su pasado, salió corriendo unos minutos, pidió unos minutos.
Ajá.
Para ir a ver a una de sus bandas favoritas de la infancia, asumo, porque es muy joven, la banda AFI.
Sí.
Y de repente recibió el mensaje de que viene uno de sus más grandes ídolos de la vida.
Sí.
Con quien vamos a platicar ahora. Entonces tuvo que regresar.
Those are for you. Tell me if your wallet's okay.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your microphone.
It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming. I mean, it's amazing that you're going to be closing out the festival. It's incredible. We're going to be there in the audience.
Yeah.
And we're really happy to talk to you because it's been a long ride. Felipe here has seen you perform like 4 times now.
This is my 5th, actually. I've seen you in the Rocks, Festival Ceremonia, other, like, yeah,
thank
normal
you.
Festival, and this is my 5th time watching you.
Yay, this will be the best.
You sure about that? Yes?
Awesome.
I mean,
you
I
have to think
know.
About
yeah.
that. I mean, it would be weird.
I hope.
A lot has changed in the few years for you. Like, you changed with performance, there was a change with your label, right?
Yes, yeah, different label, yeah.
Different label, and I want to ask you, what have you felt more freedom or something? What has changed in that changing of label for you?
Yeah, I feel like I've always made what I wanted to make, though. Yeah, I feel the same in that way.
In that way you feel the same? You're with Dice, right?
Yeah,
right now, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because your sound tends to change a lot. It's amazing how you manage to reinvent, like, the concept of trust every album. I mean, the Destroyers are very different
right.
from one another.
Right.
And that involves, I'm guessing, a lot of freedom label-wise and whatever, because if they're expecting, like, a more industrial sound and then you
right.
have this, like, dream pop, ambient kind of
right.
different sound.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unthinkable some years ago with, like the traditional record label concept that is
right.
like they put you in like little boxes.
Right. You know, I've never had a label that has been really tough on that, so I'm lucky. But I mean, nightmare stories for sure. Of
you've heard a lot of those.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You think that freedom that you've always felt has anything to do with the way or with the type of music you make? Because the type of music you make, I think it suits a lot of, I don't know, dark clubs. Maybe it's not like an arena type of music. It's
right.
more of a club type music or maybe festival. But, you know, it's for like, every time I see you live here in Mexico City, I see like true fans. Like there was this moment at one of the festivals that was closing. There were like all the Rosalía fans exiting the festival.
Uh-huh.
And we crossed paths with the Trust fans and it was like all black. The
amazing.
Trust fans and Rosalía
uh-huh.
were all the girlies, and it was like really, really, really like. I think it has to do a lot with that, like the freedom you feel with your music. I don't know.
That's cool. That's cool. I mean, that's cool to hear.
Yeah. I mean, but why do you think you haven't had like such a tough time, you know, making whatever you want inside the music industry?
I don't know. I mean, maybe because I've never worked within like a major label.
Mm, okay.
Maybe if that happened, I maybe would get pushback.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, that's just a guess. I don't really know, but
okay. And like about collaborations, have you ever thought about collaborating with anyone like this year? Is there anything on anyone in your site right now?
I have lots of ideas. I feel like the things that I'm excited about building on in terms of collaboration first are like more visual things.
Oh,
like
nice.
Just thinking of like the advancing or building on the live show. So it's more like a visual, like lighting thing. That's at least like right now.
Which brings me, I was wondering how, if your music tends to go like wherever your heart is taking you at a given point,
uh-huh.
and the sounds are like quite different between like one another, How does your live act reflect this? How do you choose what is your set for a night gonna sound like? Like, is it different, like, for tonight, like, closing a festival? That it would be, I'm guessing, like, in a smaller venue, like, a more intimate setting. And how does your live act change with, you know, the setting and the changes in your music as well? Because it's an important thing, I think, for you.
Yeah, no, it's true. Tonight, I'm, like, picked a set that was, like, really, I don't know, it starts really big and then it kind of dips down and then it comes back up again. But yeah, I guess the show should feel really intense and big. So I usually pick stuff that goes in that way. But yeah, it's a specific set for tonight.
Nice.
Last year's show was epic. I'm talking about like a big show was super epic. You were at BB Auditorium, like. Uh-huh. That one, the performance tour, that was like really epic and big. I wanted to ask you, how has your live act changed for this time? Like, stage-wise, for instance, because you used to have a band, like back in the day, live with you. Mm-hmm. And now you were like alone on the stage. So is anything different this time around?
Tonight, I have the band with me. So I have a drummer and a keyboardist. Yeah, so it's the three of us on stage.
It's going to be amazing, man.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Are you excited about tonight's show?
I'm really excited. I like took a nap and now I'm waking up.
Nice.
And so it's like I'm getting excited now.
Yeah.
To the heavenly soundtrack of AFI.
Exactly.
Which is like the best thing to wake up to, I guess. No, yeah. Never.
Yeah, I was actually about to miss this interview because I was going to watch AFI.
Yeah, but we told him they were coming and it was like, no, he came back.
Yeah, I came back. I was like, Alphonse's coming, I gotta be here.
So I just want to know, because our audience are huge fans. And I'm guessing they want to know, as do I, what's coming? Are you thinking about like releasing some new music at 2026? Or what's in the timeline for you?
I have like a bunch of material that I really like and I'm gonna finish, but it has to be good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really excited about it. It's far along. I'm doing a new one tonight that's fully finished.
Oh,
nice. So that's cool, and that's part of this new project. But after this tour, I'm just gonna like lock myself up and work on it. But
nice.
Yeah, hopefully it's good.
I love it that you take your time, because I think that musicians right now are really pressured to just like put out music and music and music to keep the algorithm happy.
Right.
And that really shows in the quality of some of the music released. And I love it that you're taking your time so that it sounds like the way you want it to sound and you're happy with it. And not having like the pressure of, you know, staying there in the eye of the, you know, streaming platform, whatever.
Right.
Because that is, I think that is criminal. The people are sacrificing a lot for, you know, just like the relevance and the immediacy that is asked of musicians now. And I think that that is not the way. I mean, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I want it just to be good. I like it so far. I really like it. So it just needs more time to be worked on. But
is it steering towards a darker tone, or is it gonna be like performance that had its bright, really bright moments?
No, it feels a bit darker
and a bit
more like it doesn't feel as like pretty or something. Yeah.
Okay. Is it? Where do you pull from? Like, I know everything. Your lyrics are really personal. They feel really, well, not personal, but intimate.
Right.
So where are you pulling from for this new project that's coming? Where do you think you're pulling from?
I've been reading a lot.
Okay.
So that's helpful.
What have you been reading?
And I have been reading a lot of fiction this past year, just like a lot. Like, so that's been really inspiring, I guess. And musically, I don't know. I feel like I listen to a lot of ambient music, but I don't know. I feel like it's sort of sounding like I don't know. Like I really love that like Depeche Mode era of Songs of Faith and Devotion.
Mm.
I don't know, I'm using really basic ones, but like it's like sort of in this realm. It's really like, yeah, that's been really inspiring.
That sounds cool.
Music is fucking amazing to get inspired, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of space to kind of like, I don't know, live within it, I guess. Yeah.
Really, really excited about this show tonight. We're really, really happy to have you here with us.
We are. I'm guessing you have like a ton of interviews to do, so, you know, just please, just thank you so much. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Have an excellent show. We'll be there watching.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, come back soon.
Thank you.
I'm already makeup ready for you, man. Just for you.
You weren't born ready.
Yeah, I was born ready. So thank you for coming with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vamos a una canción y ahora volvemos a Convoy y Chilango por el Corona Capital.
Se puso toda nerviosa mi muchacho. No se vaya, tenemos más para ustedes.